Today's devotional, Hope in the Midst of Despair. Scripture reading, Luke chapter 8, verse 41 and 42. A man named Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come home with him. His only daughter, who was about 12 years old, was dying. The story of Jairus and his daughter is a profound illustration of faith. It includes hope and the life-giving power of Jesus. Jairus, a leader in the synagogue, was a man of status and respect in his community. Yet in this moment of crisis, none of his position or influence mattered. His beloved 12-year-old daughter was dying, and he was desperate for help. In his desperation, Jairus did something extraordinary. He came to Jesus. Despite the risk of his reputation, he fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come and heal his daughter. And something you need to know about doing that, to be on your knees in front of someone, understanding that you're coming from the Jewish faith, was not the norm. This act of humility and faith is a powerful reminder that when we are faced with situations beyond our control, we must turn to Jesus, laying aside our pride and entrusting our needs to him. As Jesus began to make his way to Jairus' home, a delay occurred. A woman with a bleeding condition touched Jesus and was healed. While this miracle was happening, Jairus received devastating news. Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now. The situation seemed hopeless, and the flicker of hope Jairus had was being extinguished. What's interesting about this is that Jesus was out to heal this little girl because she had not died yet. But yet the anointing and the power he carried, which was a healing anointing, was taken by a woman whose faith needed to be demonstrated. As I said in a previous devotional, she went and she touched and received, but everything shifted. It went from a healing anointing to a resurrection anointing. See, Jesus responds to Jairus and is filled with compassion and assurance. He says, don't be afraid, just have faith. Jesus was not deterred by the report of the girl's death. Instead, he encouraged Jairus to hold on to his faith, even in the face of overwhelming despair. When Jesus arrived to Jairus' home, the atmosphere was one of mourning. The people were weeping and wailing, convinced that death had claimed the final word. But Jesus, with divine authority, declared, "The child isn't dead, she's only asleep." This statement was met with disbelief and ridicule, but Jesus was about to show that even death is subject to his power. Taking the child by the hand, Jesus spoke the words that would change everything. "Little girl, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. In an instant, what seemed like the end became a new beginning. Jesus had restored life where there was death, turning mourning into joy and despair into hope. This story reminds us of several powerful truths about Jesus. First, Jesus responds to our desperation with compassion. Jairus' plea was one of a father's love and desperation, and Jesus did not turn him away. When we come to Jesus with our deepest needs, he hears us, and he responds with love and grace. No situation is too difficult, and no plea is too small for his attention. Jesus calls us to faith even when circumstances seem hopeless. When Jairus was told that his daughter had died, it would have been easy to just give up and say we're done. But Jesus encouraged him to keep believing. And obviously in our own lives, there will be moments when everything seems lost and we are tempted to despair. But Jesus calls us to trust him, to believe that he can bring life out of death, hope out of despair. And finally, Jesus has power over life and death. The resurrection of Jairus' daughter is a foreshadowing of the greater resurrection that Jesus would accomplish through his own death and resurrection. In Christ, death does not have the final word. Let me say that again. Let it resonate in your heart. In Christ, death does not have the final word. He is the source of life, and through him we have the hope of eternal life. If you are facing a situation that seems hopeless today, remember the story of Jairus and his daughter is a story for us to hold on to. Jesus is still the one who brings life, who turns mourning into dancing, and who calls us to trust him even when everything seems lost. Hold on to your faith, for with Jesus, there is always hope. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your power over life and death. We praise you for the hope you bring, even in the darkest of circumstances. Help us to trust you, to hold on to faith, and to believe that you can bring life out of what seems dead. Strengthen our hearts and fill us with your peace, knowing that you are with us and that you are greater than any situation we face. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Keep in mind that despair is going to always show up. But hope is always there with you as well. Know that Jesus is constantly ready to resurrect something in your life. And mind you, he's looking to resurrect that which needs to live, because some things in your life may need to stay dead, right? But that which needs to live again, he is so able to resurrect. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.